Right now, I'm talking about Olympia, which is a show that asks, what is the deal with professional sport? A question I ask myself a lot. If you look past the general spectacle of sport, you can see the underlying currents of ruthless competition, nationalistic ideals, and society's narcissistic obsession with a perfect physique. Performance collective Big Muscles, Sad Heart brings these tensions to the stage in Olympia, and I'm joined by two of three of the collective, Sarah Easterman and Matt Rochford. Good morning.
Good morning, Nicole.
Good morning.
So that's a good place to start. What inspired this scrutinization of sport?
Well, we make theatre, we make political theatre. The last show we made together was about Centrelink and, how hard it is to be on the welfare system, all the stuff they put you through. And this time, I don't know, I love sport, so I'm always keen to get sport into our work. And it's also very political and theatrical, the sporting arena.
That's it. We kind of tend to make theatre that is dark comedy at its heart. And so we thought with our bodies not being elite athletes, there's kind of this inherent humour of us trying to strive for that perfection and recreate it and represent it. And we're interested in, just dissecting what sport is. Like you said, it's kind of, I'm not into sport and I've never been sporty, but I'm interested in how it engages people, because when you're making theatre and you're making art, you want to engage people that way as well. And I'm interested in people who aren't theatre types coming to theatre. So I thought it's interesting kind of dynamic for non-sporty people to examine sport and flip it around. And it is, there is spectacle, as you mentioned, and there's theatrics, but it's kind of trying to find the mindset of what drives kind of champions and then how nations kind of invest their pride in these people. And essentially they're human. And so they do break, but then they're kind of ultimately replaceable. And that's kind of what we examine in our show, how you might be a star one day, but as soon as you fall down, there's someone else coming up through that machine to replace you.
As you've kind of alluded to there, professional athletes definitely sometimes wear the weight of the nation on their shoulders. And how does this show kind of, challenge and explore the inherent nature of nationalism and how that affects professional sport?
Well, we're certainly very critical of nationalism. And I think what we try to do is look at the human side, maybe the human breakdown of an athlete that has all this pressure put on them. And we also look at, so there's that tension throughout the show. And there's also this, the ugly side, I think, of humans who should be friends, they could be enjoying the sport together. But because they're simply born in different parts of the world and there's these artificial things called nations, that they're somehow enemies. And they have a whole group of people wishing that they would punch the other one in the face. And that's what happens in the show, actually. It gets quite bloody. It gets quite dark. People do seem to get hurt by each other.
And historically, we've kind of done research on these really incredible sporting events that have happened, kind of like the Hungarian match in actually a Melbourne Olympics where there was blood in the pool. They call it the blood match because they just got so kind of invested in the match. But it did represent historically what was happening between the two countries competing and the death match in Kiev between Ukraine and Nazi Germany, where they were told to throw the match and they didn't. So they beat Germany. And then mysteriously, seven people from that team died within a year. And there's this beautiful kind of monument called the death match in Kiev. And so we kind of play with those kind of ideas of these monuments left, but what they represent. And just how political sport can get, but at the heart it's humans playing it and kind of they're embroiled in this. And we're really interested in kind of the impetus of sport seems so innocent, like enjoying our physical bodies and kind of sense of community, and all of that does exist, but when it gets to that elite level it becomes so loaded that it really needs to be examined, I think.
When you're talking about that research, it reminds me of something I learned in high school, which was on the front line in World War One. You may have come across this. On Christmas Day, I think it was maybe the Australians and the Germans just played soccer together because they were like, oh, cease today. And then they just all played soccer. And then the next day they just went back to battle, which
Absolutely.
Is crazy.
That's it. It is. It is really crazy. And it just makes kind of you see how arbitrary competition is, because if you just decide we're going to compete, then you're like at war with the another, and then when you decide you're not, you're like, oh yeah, let's just play a friendly.
Yeah, I like that example, because I think that's, you know, we sort of examine capitalism in our work, and if it weren't for capitalism, it naturally makes people compete against each other, compete against to get a job, compete in sports, to compete to get with the other companies to get the profits, you know. If it weren't for that, we'd probably be way more cooperative and friendly towards each other.
Following on from the idea of capitalism, we all know that sport, in terms of the spectacle, also gets a lot of money fueled into it, a huge amount. Is that kind of explored in your work at all?
It's there, yeah, for sure. It's there. There's this backdrop of a prestige,
and that kind of just underlying sponsorship, like we don't overtly mention it, but it's just there. It's like, I'm going to be drinking this drink right now because that's what I've been told to do, you know, kind of
it's not heavy-handed, though.
Yeah, we didn't want to be too heavy-handed.
It's a dance piece. It's a really beautiful choreographed work. The other artist who's showing alongside us, Martin Delamo, is presenting a work called Arena featuring Anton. And he's a really established choreographer and dancer. And his work, the last work he did for the Sydney Festival was called Champions. It was about, it was all female cast, and they sort of examined football and dance together. Because actually sports and dance are very correlated, and I think we sort of perform, hopefully, in a dancely, balletic way sometimes, sporting competitions. So you'll see that as well as the dark,
that's it. It's by no means a text-based work. We do have some text, but we're really kind of using our bodies to tell these kind of stories and kind of abstracting different games and matches. So you're not really sure what sport you're watching, but it's kind of got elements of a lot of different sports and the kind of the setup of a match and the tension and then the climax and then the kind of the examination after. So we're interested in those kind of rises and falls, and I think that is what attracts people. Like, with, you know, people probably who go to a football game aren't that politically engaged, but they're for their team. And sometimes you don't even know. Like, I know that I support the Parramatta Eels. I don't know how. I don't know why. I've never watched an NRL, but that's my family's team. And it's just so weird. It's like, I don't think we've ever even lived in Parramatta. We're like from Queensland, but that's our team. That's just what it is, you know. And so we're kind of interested in all those kind of dynamics, but we've broken it down to, these kind of beautiful bodies moving through space. Which, if you kind of watch sport on with, you know, no sound, it's actually really interesting to watch the dynamics of how bodies move in space.
So bodies are central to this work, and in the representation of imperfect bodies, you kind of imitate, with imperfect bodies, you imitate godlike athletes. Mm-hmm. What does that entail, and in what ways do you do that?
Well, we're playing a lot with slow-mo, which has been really fun and really kind of interesting as a performer to look at how, like, to break down a movement. And, you know, we've watched lots of YouTube clips of people going in slow-mo.
But we can't do that. We tried really hard. We can't do it.
Exactly. We really want to indicate, like, we're trying to represent that rather.
We push our chest forward, and our faces are important. We also looked at Leni Riefenstahl's film Olympia, which was the 1936 Berlin Olympics official film. And it's really, you know, propagandistic for Nazi Germany, and the classical Greek sculptures are featured. And, so we do a lot of, we try and strike these poses of heroic sculptures to get that sense.
Yeah, and that really, I mean, that film and that Olympics really changed modern Olympics, and we're kind of interested in that. So, yeah, we're taking the political stuff from that, but rather putting it in our bodies and kind of becoming these monuments. I think it is. It's hopefully very beautiful. I think we think it's very beautiful, but I think it will be beautiful to watch and to kind of load our bodies with that without having to be overt with the political agenda.
And so this work is, as you mentioned a bit earlier, showing alongside Arena by Martin Delman and featuring Anton. What is the marriage of this work, kind of these works look like? How do they interact?
Well, Martin Delamo and Anton's work, although they are actual dancers and we're not, their work is sort of is a more text-based work. And
yeah, it's kind of an inversion of our practices.
Yeah, so it's kind of funny, but they're works that are meant to be seen alongside each other, but they're not really related to each other. We're working in the theatre together, which is great because sometimes we get to do warm-ups together and we have that sense of we're all working on theatre together. But they and we do help each other in little bits. Like,
yeah, and the program at PACT is called Generations. So the kind of thinking behind it is pairing a double bill of a more established artist and an emerging artist, because PACT is obviously kind of supporting emerging artists as they have for, you know, nearly over 40 years, which is quite amazing. And so, yeah, we're alongside them and we've got different practices, but they are hopefully harmonious. And I think they will be, for sure.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for joining me on the show.